Before we jump into today's conversation, let's take a moment to acknowledge our amazing sponsor, the Academy of Therapy Wisdom.
Oh my gosh, we love this platform.
They're the place I go now for all my CEUs.
Stay tuned for a special offer at the end of the show.
Please join us for our next live online workshop, Integrating Mind and Heart, April 3rd through 6th of 2024.
This is an experiential, active workshop designed to engage you in brain states that promote relational learning.
If you want to get closer, say the things that usually go unspoken and trust each other and yourself to get through the hard moments. This is the workshop for you.
Go to whydoesmypartner.com to learn more and register.
Welcome to the Why Does My Partner podcast.
I'm Jules.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Rebecca. We're your hosts. We're also couples therapists and messy humans bumbling through our own relationships every day.
We met at a training, and our secret sauce is that we and our partners became fast friends. Between us, we have more than 40 years of experience holding hard relational questions with our clients. We're going to bring those questions here.
And together, we're going to take a stab at answering those questions. This podcast is not a substitute for couples therapy. If something you hear in this podcast stirs something deep within you about your relationship, reach out to a couples therapist in your area.
We also love to hear your questions, so don't forget to go over to whydoesmypartner.com to leave a question of your own. Here's today's question.
Welcome back. I'm Jules.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Rebecca. Today's question, why does my partner want me to tell him how to change? I don't want him to change for me.
Woohoo! I love this question.
Win. I don't like this question.
Wait, did you say take the win?
She did.
Yes,
she said,
take
the win.
Say more.
Let him change for you. Who cares why he changes as long as he changes? Take
it. Wait. What if he changes for me, he resents me? What if he changes for me, he won't really last?
I don't want to say who cares. Take the win today. Worry about the future in the future when it happens. And I say that as a total worry wart. But like, take the win today. And let him change for you. This question gets me riled up and I don't know why.
I can feel that. What?
I don't know. But there's something that I'm vibing here that's like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm vibing. I'm vibing something that's like...
Towards me or towards the question?
Both. Towards you with the question.
Okay. Ooh. So like... vibing like I'm setting you off or you totally agree with me?
No, I think there's something getting sticky in me watching you say take the win.
Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's happening inside? What does the sticky want us to know?
Oh. It's like something's being unexplored.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that like, I don't know which side it is, but there's something that's like, wait, there's something about the partner not wanting him to change for them. Mm-hmm. And there's something about like, what might he be struggling with about change? That like, if we're just taking the win, we've lost an opportunity to know something about both of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm getting stuck there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because my answer is very superficial.
Yeah.
I'm just like take it and do it. And you're wanting to go deeper than that.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind there of is a sums lot of me up in a lot of ways.
It does. Yeah.
That was me getting stuck with me.
Well, me too. I do have very superficial answers, and then I go deeper usually.
You do.
So
yep.
That's both
you
of
do.
Us. Yeah.
That's what
I do.
You
flippantly
do.
Have the reaction, though.
Well, I'm just noticing with this question, this partner actually does want to know how to change. This partner's asking, hey,
yeah,
could
saying,
you tell me?
Tell me how to change.
Tell me how to change for you. And then we're getting this question of, oh, I don't want him to change for me? So that's an interesting question. And it's like when I was going back and forth with you, Vic, at the beginning, mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, well, these are the things when I hear this come into my office, these are the things that people say. Well, if they change for me, they won't mean it. If they change for me, it won't stick. If they change for me, they'll resent me.
Yeah, that's what I hear too.
Yeah. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of worry, but I see how activating this question is for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm really feeling curious about it.
I'm so mad.
You're so mad. Where
I'm mad. That's what I
am. Yeah, mad. Tell me that you're mad.
What? Rather than ask why are you mad, could you ask? It's like almost like you're gonna find the mad inside and wonder like, oh, what's making you mad?
Well, I found the mad, and it's in my feet.
Oh, great!
My toes are curling.
Great, toes curling. So can you be with your toes curling and ask them, ooh, what's pissing you off here? What's making you so mad?
Well, I have an answer didn't come, but I see it's going to be so weird for some of our listeners. There's a little girl and she's stomping her feet. That's why my toes are curling, because it's stomping the feet.
Stomping the feet. Perfect. And so you did get an answer.
Oh.
You got an answer of a little girl stomping her feet.
I want him to change for me.
Oh, gotcha.
That's
you
why I'm mad.
You want him to change
I
for
do
you.
Because I do want him to change for me.
Gotcha. So for some of our listeners, you are going to want your partner to change for you.
Yeah.
It'll show you that you matter to them, or it'll show you the relationship's important. For others, it's going to feel scary. For our partner to change for us, like those other questions that come in.
Yeah.
Right? So one, if you're asking a question like this in your partnership, I have a U-turn curiosity for you. Oh, well, what scary or bad thing would happen if they changed for you? What scary or bad thing would happen if they changed for them instead of for you? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious about like, ooh, it'll help you get to the meaning of what is so important about them doing it a particular way for you. Because probably what's going on is this is a strategy versus need issue. Can I break that down for a second? Is that okay?
I was just going to say, please do break that down.
Yeah.
So like with specifics.
A lot of times people come in locked into a strategy in order to meet a need
I want
not
a date
even
night.
Be aware of.
Yeah. Right. Like, I want a date night. Why won't he give me a date night?
I want a date night. Not even I want a date night, but I want a date night and I want it to be planned by you.
Oh, that's right.
And I want you to pick one of the restaurants we went to in the first years of our dating so we could go back in time because I have a need to reconnect through reminiscence right now. And I have a need to feel what it felt like when we were younger together.
But I don't want to tell you all that.
But I don't want to tell you
that. Because I really
that.
Want you to read my mind and I want you to know this.
Just gonna say that.
Because that's how I will feel known by you and that we're really intimately connected. So if I have to tell you all this, it's negating all of that.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Yeah.
Right. And I think we'll explore that even deeper in next week's episode because I saw the question we're going to do next week and I'm super excited about it. But to stay here right now, I'm wondering if we could just notice, wanting him to change for some other reason than for you is a strategy. And I'm curious what needs get met if you get what you wanted. What needs don't get met if you don't get what you want. So if you want him to change for some other reason than you,
if he's going to change for a reason other than me, then I get relieved. I'm not the burden.
Can we talk about what a pain in the ass relationships are?
Every day.
Oh my gosh.
It's almost like I've gotten to a point like married for 17 years together, even longer, I've gotten to a point now where like if it's not hard, I'm wondering what's the matter.
Totally.
But that doesn't, it's like, because.
Not in a bad way. We don't mean this in a bad way.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. But like the heart is like, it's humaning.
Mm-hmm.
It is freaking hard to be human with other humans.
Oh, yeah. Because the truth is you like want different stuff at the same time all the time. And they're breathing weird. And I don't know. We're just like.
He literally snoring and the farting. Blinked long today. And I was like, I know that face. What was that blink?
What was that blink? And then he's going, why are you such a pain in my ass? And you're going, well, I'm a joyful pain in your ass, right?
Or so you get, like, you finally get that really great kiss, you know, like the one with like just the right. And then you smell garlic.
Totally. The truth is, I was talking with somebody the other day about this when somebody was saying, well, oh, I don't want to be a burden to them. And I was like, but people are burdens to each other. I think about it even like with my dog or with my kiddo. I was talking to somebody about, well, this person has cats. I was like, aren't your cats a little bit of a pain in the butt? Like, of course. Of course they are.
They are. But like, isn't there something different about a peer-to-peer relationship and not being a burden on each other versus a child or a pet?
I'm gonna hit the brakes hard on that one. I think, no, because I think, like, my existence, it costs the world around me a bit.
Of course. How so?
I'm breathing air, I eat food, I take up space, I want different stuff than my partner. Like,
I mean it
in a big way. Like, the amount of people on this planet is a bit of a burden on the planet. Let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are burdens to each other. And I think pretending that's not or wishing that it wasn't ends up in this underlying pain that can end up in feeling like not belonging or too muchness or like twisting ourselves into making less of a footprint. And I want us to be conscious of how we're affecting people, but I don't want us to pretend it's possible not to.
You know, I was working with someone in an intensive recently, and something that showed up was how much appeasement was like a strategy that protects to make the other person, like if the other person's stuff can take up more space and they are focused then on appeasing the other person. And is it okay if I do this? Is it okay if I do this? There's no room for them to just say, here's what I need. Right. So the appeasement then becomes the strategy and it's covering over the need.
Which
must serve them in some way.
It does. Totally protective.
Yeah.
Right? Because like what shows up as I'm doing this longer form work with folks in these intensives, what's coming is that there's really a core unmet need underneath there.
Oh, of course.
Right? Mm-hmm. And once we can uncover that and learn like, oh, how do we like really lovingly turn towards ourselves? And show up for those parts of us, then it actually isn't such a big deal anymore. Like, because the there's relief that's given to the part that needed that protection. And then it's actually not such a big deal anymore to make those changes and
it
make
takes
those
the
shifts.
Weight out of it.
Right.
And I was thinking too about this question, oh, why does my partner want me to tell him
how to change
for me? It may be he's wanting to show you how much you matter.
How much you matter. Like, we actually influence each other.
Totally.
And that's
this
a good
is why
thing.
I love being married. So being in a long-term, or not, it doesn't have to be married, but being in a long-term relationship, my
you've
partner
influenced
knows me.
Both of you.
Totally.
Right? Maybe we've influenced our long-term listeners.
Right. And and I hope my partner influences me and helps me see stuff I have blind spots to. And I hope I influence him and help him with stuff he has blind spots to. So I think there's like a gift in here.
Yeah.
About of course we change for each other. And isn't that great? Because that's part of our growth. And I could never have done it for me. I do it for you because I didn't need it.
I wouldn't have even known that it was something that was needed.
I had no idea.
If you didn't show me.
I was impacting the world that way.
It's so interesting to hear you both talking about it because what I hear out of both of you is such positivity around the topic.
Mm-hmm. It
and
is.
This could just be me. This question, though, had in my mind, had like a negative tinge to
it. Well, there was a worry
to it.
In it, right?
Yeah. And
but
you guys
I actually
have really
love
managed
it.
To flip it. Exactly. It's interesting
actually,
to hear you guys talk about.
I don't even know if like, I don't feel like I'm flipping the question because I feel like if the person asking it were here with me right now, it would be like, okay, so they're saying, why does my partner want me to tell him how to change? I don't want him to change for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the first part that I'm curious about is the for me part. I don't want him to change
for
me. But if we unpack that part and we figure out like, why is that? What's the protective strategy in there?
Mm-hmm. Right. Like maybe I don't want to be a burden to him or I don't want to feel like he can't be himself with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or won't stick later because he only did it for me.
Or
he's
going to
resent
me.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then if we unpack that stuff and we come back to the first part of the question, which isn't really about why does my partner, but it's like my partner wants me to tell him how to change.
Mm-hmm.
So then
I'm curious with the partner.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's important for you about knowing how to shift to make this other person's world better? To make your partner's world better. What's important for you about that? And it may be that you find out that you matter, or maybe you find out that he doesn't want to be a burden to you. And he doesn't get to have that either, by the way.
Right.
Everybody is a burden to everybody a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's
in
striking,
like a joyful, lovely way.
What's striking me about this as I'm sitting with the question a little longer is like such tenderness towards the protective parts of the one asking the question. Because I'm noticing how many people who come into my office, who seek out intensives, who are working with all of us, right, are coming in with these really, like, where do we learn how to be relational? Right? This is a question I'm asking all the time. Where do we learn how to be relational? Where do we learn what connection is?
What did we see?
What did we experience?
What did we live through?
And so where do we form these protective strategies? It's inside of those early experiences. They're not just there. They're there because.
So it could
That's
be
a great
like,
way to phrase it.
I watched my mom ask my dad to change for her and he could never do it right. And she was only complaining all the time. And I just don't want a relationship like that.
Or even things weren't okay for me when I was a kid and I kept asking for what I needed and everyone just told me I was too much.
Right. And now I don't want to be too much. I don't want to drive anyone away. So I really need to not say out loud what I need because I learned that was scary and bad and would leave me, end up with me left alone.
And here, if your partner is actually going to change and want your input on that, then this other crazy, scary thing is going to happen because now you're actually having the possibility of a relationship where your protective system takes a rest.
Oof, which is vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't want to miss how scary that can be. And vulnerability by its nature is scary. We're not going to have, well, how can it, sometimes I have people come in and they'll ask me, oh, Jules, how can you help me, feel safe while I'm being vulnerable. I'm like, oh, that's not a thing.
When you talk like that.
Vulnerability.
Not a thing.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that. Because vulnerability by nature is scary because there's a risk involved.
Yeah.
It's like when people ask me, how do I set boundaries without disappointing people?
Oh, right. You don't do that.
You don't do that.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's this, I'm as I'm sitting with this, you know what I'm thinking about is how our listeners could take this question, if it's a question your relationship is holding, and turn it into a growth conversation between you.
Yeah.
And some of that would be being really curious with each other about, oh, well, if you got the thing you're looking for, strategy, what would change for you? What would get met that's not met now? You just drop down to your need. You could also do it, ooh, what scary or bad thing might happen if it doesn't happen that way, if it happens this other way that you're trying to avoid? Ooh, you're going to drop down into those tender spaces. So this could lead to a really beautiful depth conversation where you get to know each other a little bit better and find out what's true for your partner and maybe share some vulnerability yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of hoping you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great.
It sounds wonderful the way you phrased it.
I put hard things in pretty packages.
You do. That is very true. There's a nice pretty bow on that, but it's true. Yeah.
But it's actually because I think as we get deeper into like, what does it mean to be in relationship? Mm-hmm. What is connection really? What are our partnerships? Mm-hmm. Right? It's like a sandbox to work through the hard things together. And here you have a partner who like, maybe if things are going well, it doesn't mean that hard things don't happen. It means that you can turn towards each other when they do.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is such a great space to end on, I think. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean hard things don't happen. It means you can turn towards each other when they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Take care, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That wraps up this week's episode. Join us again next week for another Why Does My Partner?
We hope that you continue to listen wherever you get your audio and that you'll follow the show.
To go deeper, join us at one of our workshops. You'll find our next date at whydoesmypartner.com.
Did you know you can ask us your questions?
Your questions are relational gold.
Go to whydoesmypartner.com to either write in or record your question for a future episode.
And here are some gratitudes. Thanks to Al Hoberman, our sound editor and podcast production magic maker.
Thanks to every one of you who has joined us for our workshops in the past. We've learned so much from all of you.
And thanks to everyone who's reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews help others to find the show.
Take care of each other best you can.
See you next time.
We want to tell you more about our sponsor, Therapy Wisdom. Jules is one of their amazing educators. And you can also find teachers like Janina Fisher, Bessel van der Kolk, Deidre Fay, and Akilah Riley Richardson, plus a bunch of people you might not have heard of, but will definitely want to start following once you take their courses.
And because you listen to us, the Therapy Wisdom team is offering a secret code to give you free access to one of my 1 hour wise conversations. Use the code WDMP at checkout.
If you're a licensed therapist, coach, healer, or someone who's invested in doing the deep work of personal healing and want to learn about topics like neurobiology, supporting trauma healing, incorporating intersectionality and somatic work, then this is the place for you. Discover some of the most heart-led and quality courses available in a community of people who are invested in spiritual growth, equity, inclusion, and developing expert-level clinical skill.
Visit therapywisdom.com or click the link in the show notes and use the WDMP discount code. Thanks, Therapy Wisdom. We love you.